hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling the radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, along with Bill the Producer. Also, I got CJ and James in the studio with me as well. By the way, that's Jimmy the Bubble Boy. We don't have a...
Aren't you proud of that?
A little stinky.
I was just going to say, we don't really have a line for CJ. It's just CJ.
Yeah. Kind of whatever.
You need some kind of dive moniker, don't you? You know, like I'm Greg the Dive Master. We got Bill the Producer.
CJ the Aldous Lamp. No.
The what?
Yeah. What the hell is that?
It's a lamp they anciently used to communicate from ship to ship with light.
You just made that up.
I don't think you did.
Really? Okay. It does kind of have a ring to it. If you're crazy...
How about...
I don't know. Think about it. If you want to chime in, 888-88-SCUBA, CJ needs a name.
The the open water diver. CJ, the
you're
open
just getting
water
crazy
diver.
Now.
The OWD.
Well, I'm not a dive master.
The OWD.
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 OWD. CJ the OWD.
Get OWD.
Maybe.
I don't know. Everyone, get OWD of the water.
Something will pop up, I'm sure.
That happens with CJ a lot.
That's what she said.
CJ the yellow current.
Okay, and so we'll work on that for sure. We're going to check in with Pup, the scuba cowboy. He was in Chicago with us at Our World Underwater last weekend.
Now he's returned to the warm, warm waters of Colorado.
We would talk to Mermaid Tony today, but she's teaching. She's down in the Florida Keys. Instructing people on how to scuba dive today out on the water. And more Mermaid Tony news. A couple things actually happened this week since Chicago. Last weekend we had her official mermaid trading card on display for the first time there in Chicago. They were a huge hit.
And now, talked about this.
Yeah.
Did you put up a stack with Scuba Radio on the top and a stack with... Tony, the Mermaid Tony on
we
top.
Did.
And which one moved faster?
Believe it or not, mine did.
Were you handing them out? Were you throwing them at people?
No, I'm serious.
Are you lying?
And on one side of the card, it has a picture of me and the Scuba Radio logo and some info. And on the other side, there's a picture of Mermaid Tony on the beach in Grenada. And we set up two stacks, actually four stacks, and had them both, opposite, and I got to tell you, my picture actually went quicker than hers. I don't know if it was. I think it's just because I'm a very sexy man.
Well, let me ask this question: was there also any musical theater operating in the area?
We were in the theater district of Chicago. Yes,
starting to see a trend.
But I just think it was because, well.
Did anyone describe the cards as fabulous?
All right, there was one guy.
Theater of the absurd.
He's not in a reclined pose, though, lit perfectly.
Who, me?
You know what? You're hardly on here. It's mostly just the logo.
Well, you know.
That is very nearly lit perfectly for Greg.
Yeah, and I'm giving the thumbs up, which underwater we mean that means go up. When
yes.
you're on the surface
yeah,
in Chicago
done.
In the theater district, means a whole different thing.
It means you're hitchhiking.
I'm joking.
Yeah.
You're
looking for some kind of ride.
But we didn't get official numbers, but the way I'm counting it, my card went faster than hers.
Okay,
surprise,
so we have no official numbers.
Right.
We're just going by what you say.
Exactly. Right. And that's pretty much how we do the show.
It must be because guys didn't want to bring it home and catch crap from their wives.
Yeah, they didn't know any information other than the picture on the mermaid ones. They thought it was just a mermaid thing. Yes.
That's the only reason I wouldn't take that what am I going to do with this?
Maybe all the mermaid ones were stuck together.
Okay.
Because the ink was wet, right?
Yes, glossy.
This week, this is actually kind of cool. Now, we've talked about Mermaid Tony is featured in the latest Oceanic Dive Gear campaign. We have these life-size posters of her and Nick from Hollis Dive Gear. They're both sporting the new Oceanic wetsuits. And when we were out in California a few months ago, they took some pictures, and they've ended up using Mermaid Tony as part of their advertising and marketing campaign for the new BioLite travel BCDs.
So what you're telling me is if you go to the Scuba Radio website, mm-hmm. and you click on the blogs,
right,
and you go to a Mermaid Tony's blog page, you can find out how you can get certified to be a diver.
Yes.
By not only a scuba radio mermaid,
yeah.
but also a model for Oceanic wetsuits.
This is true. This is true.
That's unbelievable. And when she teaches, she probably wears a wetsuit or less.
Usually less. Right now, I think she is wearing a wetsuit because it's a little cold for her. But usually, less is more. She's very much in a free spirit.
Let's not sell this too much.
Yeah. Well, to be able to say you were certified to dive.
Let's not pimp her. Yes.
She can teach anything up through Dive Master. So
right.
if you want to do continuing education, the cool thing about learning how to dive with Mermaid Tony is that she's a mermaid and she's a model. And you say, hey, my dive instructor was a mermaid.
Uncle James, how come you got this picture with the hot mermaid girl instead of the picture with Auntie Mama there? And the answer is she was teaching me. I was learning.
I'm a student.
I want to learn. I am a sponge for information, and
yes.
I would like to soak up anything
I can. Very accomplished.
So I remember, I look at that, and I remember to do my safety stop.
Yes. You make
this
that
makes
connection.
Me remember safety stuff.
Right,
right. Hey, and that weren't
Stay
enough.
Stay with your buddy.
Oceanic. Well, they just announced. They just started a program with that new BioLite BCD and their travel light line of equipment that Tony is modeling and using now. Where you buy the BC and you get some extra stuff like a free wetsuit or LavaCore wetsuit or carry on travel bag. Like $170 value. So they're running a really neat promotion, Oceanic, with the new Travel Light line of gear. And if you just go to the OceanicUSA.com website, you can get information on this or just go to your local Oceanic dealer. Okay? And
nice.
When you see those pictures in the dive shop, those stand up. That's Mermaid Tony right there.
Outstanding.
With legs instead of a mermaid tail.
Next time she's here, I'm going to have her autograph this for me.
No way will she do that.
Why not?
First of all, she won't ever come back into the studio because she knows you guys are here.
That's true.
Yeah. After in Chicago, be lucky if I ever talk to her again.
Why? What happened?
What did you do?
Well, she's jealous because all the divers took my card more than hers.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
I still don't believe that.
Yeah. No, that's honest God's truth. I wouldn't make up a story like that.
Yeah, you would.
No, I wouldn't. Yeah, I'm a dive instructor, and I have a reputation. And despite that, every once in a while, I'll tell the truth. But, here's the deal. CJ, I know you had some questions today as one of my dive students. I am a dive instructor, and I did certify CJ to dive, and he hates me for it now because now he knows he could have had a mermaid do it instead.
If I would have just held out a couple of years.
Just a couple. That's all it took. But, who knows? Maybe we send you guys down there and Tony can certify you for advanced.
But
or
we did get to get certified with a Brazilian swimsuit model.
That's true.
That's true.
There's really no complaining going on over here.
Okay, fair enough. But I know you have some other questions about marine life that you came into the studio with.
I'm filled with wonder and eagerness to learn.
He's full of it, all right.
I'm always searching. I'm on a quest for knowledge. I'm thirsty.
Now, what was this question?
Slake
you had
my
about?
Thirst, oh dive master.
There was a picture that you had seen online, not the one that not that one you're showing me now. No, the other one of the marine life.
What Yeah.
Wait, let me look at that other one first. Oh yeah, Papa likes. Okay, yeah, go ahead.
Is this picture, is this a squid or a cuttlefish?
Oh, okay.
And how do you know the difference?
Well, you know,
because I've seen them before, but I didn't know if they were squid or what.
All right,
cuttlefish are fish that you would want to love.
No, those are snugglefish.
No such thing.
Yeah, I think Greg's right. I think there is such thing.
They call them mermaids.
Cuttlefish.
Oh, boy.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland. Whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls, we have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at bahamasdiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at exploreventures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why for the second year in a row, we have made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. We're doing 4 weeks on board ourselves this year, and you're welcome to join us on any of these special adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Could it possibly be? Are the old legends true? Wow. It is. It's the fabled lost city of Atlanta.
Howdy, y'all.
I'll take you to my island, show you lots of good time. I'll take you around the world and be proud that you are mine. I'll buy you lots of things, buy you lots of diamond rings. And anything you want, that's why.
I do not have pup yet.
I've been there.
Yep. To Long Island.
Oh, yeah.
So come down with me. Come on. Everybody, let me hear you.
Come on. Do it. Hey, do it. We got some booze in the studio today.
Oh, baby.
That's what you think by listening. Actually, we don't.
It's not true.
It's purely emotional problems. But and, that's and, what happens when you don't. Yeah, I haven't been.
Don't feel we would hide
lately.
It from you if we did.
Really?
If we had booze, we would be talking about it.
Good point.
He also hid my prescription medication.
Oh, babe. All right, let's talk about the cuttlefish versus the squid. What is the difference? Because CJ
saw this
picture.
They're both cephalopods. They're both cephalopods. They're just different types of cephalopods.
Oh, you're just trying to make yourself sound smart. the dealio is with squid is usually squid are in usually in schools. And you'll see them in a group, and they'll usually be a few inches
you know,
long.
Anything
you're confusing them with hamsters.
Just since you said, since you said the word yeah. dealio, like yeah. anything that comes after that, I have to discount.
Yeah,
why?
Because
don't be a hater.
Dealio? Did you say dealio?
Yeah, from Coolio. Dealio. I got it from Coolio. Don't be a hater, and just because you're not hip to my jive and you don't know how the kids speak today. Don't, I just
yeah, the kids seriously. Speak today, not you.
Did you learn this from the airplane movie?
Don't hate the player, hate the game.
The dealio. He's going to tell me something, and he starts with the dealio.
Yes, okay. Well, hey, I'm just trying to bridge the gap of all generations.
Just because I'm okay. that much younger than you, don't feel like you have to talk really hip to me.
Okay, I'll try not to talk down to you.
The dealio.
All right, so look, so the squid are usually in... In you know schools like
which
groups.
One grab you and suffocate you and kill you?
That would be the Humboldt squid.
Okay,
yeah, that would be a squid, but that'd be the giant squid.
Is that the guy that discovered them, or how'd they get the name Humboldt?
Humboldt Current. And didn't we talk about that once before?
Yep, absolutely, we did.
Humboldt if only Current, I listened
off of the coast of California.
So the squid weren't named
Mexico.
For the guy, but the current was named for the guy. So indirectly, the squid were named for the guy, and they kind of look like him. He had a pointy head.
Humboldt.
And a big beak.
He couldn't keep his fingers to himself.
I'm going to give that as a name next time I go to a restaurant and there's a bit of a wait and they ask for a name. I'm going to say Humboldt.
Okay,
Humboldt party of seven.
Humboldt party of four. Humboldt party
well, maybe
of
that's
four.
It. CJ the Humboldt.
I like it. I like it. That's a maybe.
That's a
he's
maybe.
He's the Humboldter.
Okay, maybe.
I have to be humble.
It doesn't
the
quite
Humboldt.
No, just call me Humboldt.
The Germinator.
If you say so.
Humboldt.
You say so.
One
all right,
word.
Well.
Just like Gaga.
We will see.
Humboldt.
You know, it's the thing is, though, it is, it's not a bad question to ask the difference between a cuttlefish and a squid. I mean, they are part of the same family. But the cuttlefish are bulkier and round and usually in a... You know, they're more solitary. You'll see like one or two of them usually, but not in the big schools. Like
they have tentacles are just
squid.
Real small.
Smaller, and they're usually fatter. They're like okay. a ball of goo.
Gotcha.
But they're cool. I like the cuttlefish better than I like the squids.
Me
I mean,
too.
Squids are cool, too. They're kind of nice. But cuttlefish seem to take on a personality.
Very affectionate.
They can be, actually.
Well,
they'll hold their ground somewhat more than squid will.
So that time a few years ago, we were diving off of Fort Lauderdale, and we
right.
saw that, and you guys pointed. That was those were
those
squid.
Were, that was a school of squid. Yes,
okay.
absolutely. And those they're fun too. But you know, I guess because the cuttlefish are bigger, and maybe they I've had like I've been able to get right up close to a cuttlefish and kind of watch them, and you know they'll sit there and shimmer their color a little bit and pretty remarkable.
Are they real
animals.
Deep water fish or doesn't matter just
nah.
anywhere.
Yeah.
I don't know. Wait, James, you say that like you know.
Well, yeah, when we were in Dominica, I had two, yeah. of them, two of them came right up to my face, and they were like shimmering back and forth, and they were looking at me. It was really, really cool.
It was a special moment, wasn't it?
It was.
Yeah. I mean, it's not that far out of the realm of possibility that you could cuddle with them, I guess. Maybe that is why they call them cuttlefish. I don't know why
now,
they call them cuttlefish, actually.
The Humboldts, are those the only ones that are the huge squid?
Yeah, that's
and
a Humboldt squid.
Do they have like the two that are
the
super
horns.
Long?
Oh yeah.
No, the two legs or the two tentacles.
Yeah,
that
the two legs
really
are
really long, and then the rest are just normal length.
Sea monster.
I'm gonna say maybe. Yeah,
well, I mean
possibly.
They're big.
They're massive.
They're giant
they
creatures. So the longest
pounds.
Tentacles are longer. They're like twice as long as the head portion.
Okay,
of
and
the
they
squid.
School,
but the
like,
other ones are just as long as the head portion.
Like
so it's still pretty long,
like a wolf.
Now,
pack.
What are we talking about? 20 feet?
I think they get over 10 meters, over 30 feet long.
The Humboldt squid tentacles. I don't know if they get that long, do they?
Yeah.
Not the ones that I've seen.
Right.
On video. They were not that long.
But, yeah, it'd be cool.
But they can get that long.
You know how people catch fish and mount them? Be cool if you had just the longest tentacle of a Humboldt squid.
Yeah.
And you took it to a taxidermist and had it stuffed and shellacked. And you could drape it around like the roof of your living room.
Or you could fashion it into a chair.
Be like, what's that, a snake? No, that's a Humboldt squid tentacle. You don't see many of those.
Bill, are you sure we don't have booze in the studio?
Oh, no. No, we don't. We just have that jar of pills.
Or if it's white, a section on people could sign it.
Yeah.
All your dive buddies could sign the squid tentacle.
No. Now, the Humboldt squid are known to be, can be quite aggressive.
Yeah, I'd be scared. Have you ever seen one?
I've seen the videos of this stuff many times, yeah.
But have you ever seen one while diving? Where are they? Pacific?
Off the coast of California or Baja. Is it Baja, Mexico? That's where it is?
I don't think I'd want to see one.
There's actually an area off the coast of California and Mexico where they congregate every year and end up creating havoc with the fishermen because they come and they take all the fish that the fishermen are trying to take.
Do they get caught in the nets? Catch.
Yeah, I guess. They get caught in the nets, and then they actually start attacking the fishing line and the boats and everything else. It's pretty crazy stuff. You can find the Humboldt squid YouTube video. Just do a search. It'll pop it right up there. Do it right there at the break.
I'm going to do it.
See what doing. More coming up.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
In Chicago, Pup Morse, the Scuba Cowboy, is with us here on Scuba Radio. How you doing, Pup?
I'm doing fantastic, Greg. How about yourself, buddy?
I'm good. Now, have you warmed up back there in your home port of Colorado?
Well, it's not real warm this time of year, and I was thinking, boy, I wish I was down in the Keys with you, but that was before I heard that Bill was trying to hug up to a cuttlefish or something, so I don't know about that place.
Yeah, have you ever heard that? Are cuttlefish called cuttlefish because they have some kind of attraction or they like to cuddle?
It's not D's, it's T's. It's cuttle.
Well, okay, so what does cuttle mean then?
It's actually named for a structure inside of them called the cuttle bone.
Why didn't you tell us this before when we were sent there talking about this on the air, Bill, Mr. Know-It-All?
I like cuddling with them.
Smarty pants? Oh, okay.
I was going to say, you just want to hug one. That's the part that was scaring me. I mean,
I like
big, long tentacles and stuff. I mean,
cuttlefish have short tentacles.
And it's pronounced cutie fish.
So I'm not jealous.
I see. Okay.
Interesting. All right. Well, Bub, we do got to talk a little bit about your music. The latest CD, Wet Dreams, was a huge hit there in Chicago. I know you sold a bunch of them, and I mean, what were your thoughts about the show and how everything went?
Oh, as usual, it was another fantastic show. I was so happy to be invited again for the second year in a row, and like you said, everybody seemed to love the music. Everybody's catching on that, wow, we're scuba divers, and we got our own genre of music. That's awesome. So I'm loving every minute of it.
Yeah, and he played the Scuba Radio song. He played the Liver song. Which, the Liver song, is on the latest CD, and, we gotta shoot a live video of that, I think, next time. Cause it seems like every time we get together, we seem to be in an environment where there could be, a nice little sing-along type of, atmosphere that would lend itself to a live version of that, little ditty.
And this is a cover of the Paul McCartney song, Liver or Let Die?
Not exactly.
Yeah, no. It's not far from it, though. Let's think about this during the break. We'll come back next with Pup Morse, the Scuba Cowboy.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba. Scuba diver. Scuba. Scuba diver. Scuba, 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 ooba. Scuba, dooba, ooba, hobba. Scuba, scuba
diver. And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I have the Scuba Cowboy on the line. You can check him out. Is it just a scubacowboy.com, Pup, or didn't you get another website too now?
It's, that's the one. That'll still work. That's fine.
Okay. Just a scubacowboy.com. You can order his CDs, his scuba songs written by divers for divers. Some really fun stuff, including the Scuba Radio song, the Liver song, which is something that was inspired on our trip to Grenada. And I do think we're going to have to shoot a video of that. You know, we've done the Scuba Radio song. We finally got that out there at scubaradio.com. You can check it out. But we have several more videos in the works. And I think slowly but surely we need to chip away at the album and start producing these videos. You think, Pup, you with me?
I think that's a great plan, and I think doing a Liver song on location everywhere would be completely appropriate. As a matter of fact, I just want to let you know I'm sitting here on a beautiful mountainside in Colorado, and I just told someone the story of how Greg the Dive Master inspired me to write that song just this morning.
Well, there you go. See, I'm glad I could inspire such creativity.
I know. You're famous around the world for it.
Well, I don't know about famous. It's more of an infamous kind of thing, isn't it? Yeah.
Well, you know, it was fun. Everybody goes, wow, that's a great story. You know, I don't. Well, we're walking out of this bar, you know, it sounds like a joke almost when you start out, but it's real life. They like that.
Yes. There's two guys in a bar, or three guys in a bar. And basically one of them says, we've been drinking way too much, and we're going to do this again tonight. Can I borrow your liver? And, well, the rest is history.
And I got to tell you, Pup did a better job telling the story.
Really?
Yeah.
You didn't like that one?
Yeah, I think you. Yeah.
I just glossed over it.
Yeah.
I did. I didn't embellish.
You didn't sell it. Didn't sell it.
Well, let me throw you a scenario we've been talking about here, Pup. Maybe you have a different take on this.
Okay.
Or maybe you can put it to music. I don't know. But, okay, you're on a dive. Let's say it's your daughter, Tiffany. Mermaid Tiffany, right?
Well, no, this is a completely different scenario you're creating again.
Well, no, we're diving some exotic place, and we're in heavy current, okay, Pup? Tiffany, let's go of the line and get swept away in the current. Do you let go and go with her, or do you stay put on the line and try to keep her in view? What do you do?
If she's my buddy, I go with her.
Okay, what if it wasn't Tiffany? Say it was someone you don't really care about, like James or CJ, or even Bill.
You know, if they're my buddy, they're still my responsibility, so I'm going to hang with them.
That's everybody sensible except Greg says.
Well, but what about making the situation worse, where, like, they get swept away and you're not so sure you could even get to them, and now you've created a situation where now there's two people that got to be rescued.
Why do you have a buddy when you dive, if not for you to be together if something were to happen?
Thank you, Bill.
That is the reason buddies dive together. The purpose for it is in case something happens. And if you get swept away, that is what we in the business describe as something happening.
What if it's a waterfall?
What?
Do you think the whole buddy system in diving...
If your buddy's going over a waterfall, would you follow him then?
The whole idea in the buddy system in diving is to help them if it's convenient. This was a bad time for you to run out of air.
But here's the thing. Are you helping them, or are you making the situation worse?
There's two of you together. It is always better.
I can't
always
tell you.
Always better when there's two of you together than you one person by themselves.
I can't tell you how many times CJ has bailed me out of jail. And his buddy does not get any better.
True.
All right. Let's say you're doing a shore dive, okay, and you're in heavy surf, and you're by some rocks, and you get one of them loses grip of a rock or something you guys are holding on to and get swept off into the surf. Should the other person go get swept off into the surf too and get thrown into the rocks as well? I mean, that's what I'm saying. Cause, you know, you're thinking of...
There's rocks in your head.
No, yeah,
I have no idea why you're diving there where all these damn rocks are. Why don't you go someplace safe?
I don't know. I have this picture of the Galapagos in my mind because when we had some crazy currents in there, and everybody has to put on these personal location devices for just the reason of getting separated. And so in that type of intense diving situation, I'm not sure that's the right mode to say, like, okay, if this person got swept away, well, you should let go and get swept away too, and you're not sure if you're going to go to the same spot. That's why they put these electronic devices on you.
That's a gear retrieval.
I think
system.
That may be a little
bit
different
little
of a story.
Difference then. Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Well, you
it's
didn't
not as clear cut as you think, Bill. That's the problem.
Note to self, don't have Greg be my dive buddy next dive.
Well, that, you know,
here's the other thing, too. What? I think that in a circumstance like that, I think that the dive operator would clearly tell you this is what happens if you get separated. We use this locator to find you. This is what happens. This is how we find you.
Well, it goes back to that device that we were talking about last week on our boat show.
Right.
Divers Alert Networks is helping to market. It's called the Lifeline. And it's basically a
VHF. I've fallen off my boat and I can't get up.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a submersible VHF radio where you clip it to your BC, and I just do wonder if this will be
dash pains.
It'll be a good thing to have as standard equipment, and would possibly be a situation if you had one of these things. I think that would be even more reason not to let go of the line. You know, if you know your buddy has that, you try to keep him in sight, and there's all you got to make some last minute decisions. If it's your wife or your daughter or something like that, I think it's going to be tough not to say, yeah, I better go.
You know what?
Whether I could make this worse or not.
What if it's a really pretty Chinese girl
that you just met?
Yeah, I'm
on the dive.
On this one though, I think the dive briefing ahead of time, you would decide that plan of action because they would tell you that there's a possibility this could happen.
Right.
And then you would stick, come hell or high water, with that plan of action.
Yeah. Well, I would hope you're right. But like Seth, stuff happens. Things can go wrong. And you just don't know.
Well, I'm telling you that unless they've told you that if your buddy gets lost, screw them.
No, but
they're on their own.
Well,
we'll be able to find them. It's not a problem.
Nice operation.
I think other than that, I think your job is to be with your buddy. That's your job. And if
in
your
heaven.
Buddy... If your buddy gets pulled away by the current, your job now is to stay with your buddy.
Mm.
And I think especially as the... Greg, I cannot imagine that if your daughter was the buddy, that you'd say, you know, I got a son. We're fine.
Well, no, that's
we're good.
That's what I just said. I just said.
That's why God makes boys.
No worries.
That's why I just said
unless you're Aquaman and you can summon a friendly dolphin to go pick him up,
or the man from Atlantis.
Yes,
Patrick Duffy. I've got four kids, and there's only one of them I'd let go. So
okay, one out of four—that's not bad. All right. Well,
let me ask you this, Greg.
Yes.
If I wasn't a good, sincere dive buddy, how many bars would you have gotten lost at?
How many bars would I be lost at?
I know.
Would you be lost at? How many times would you not make it back to the room? That's my question to you, see?
Everyone.
So you want good buddies like me.
Yes. Well, this is true. Yeah. Pup is
check the local hospitals and the morgues.
It's either I go out drinking with Pup or I tattoo my room number on my forehead in reverse after looking in a mirror. So I can just look back in the mirror and go, that's where I'm supposed to go.
Wednesday.
So let's replace.
But what happened the one time when you did that and someone came knocking on your door in the middle of the night? Remember that? So you don't want to do that either. You want to have a good dive, buddy.
Yeah, that was creepy.
That was
in Ecuador, though.
So let's build up.
Was it a pretty Chinese girl?
a nice Ecuadorian girl knocked on my door.
Yeah. Oh, call you, Quill.
That was
like,
nice.
Hello, you call for Stacy?
Like,
no, you got the wrong room.
We take American Express.
Oh, man.
In your scenario, boy. I want you to replace the word strong current with rum.
There you go.
Your dive buddy was pulled away by rum.
Yeah. All right. Well, now you're making sense. Yeah.
She was on the rocks with scotch.
Yeah. We never leave a man down on the field or something like that.
You know, you can. There's a place online you can date pretty Chinese girls.
CJ, would you get off the computer?
Yeah. I'm watching this really cool shark dive video on YouTube.
Yeah, which
and
one?
And then there's a little. It's Stewart Cove.
But then there's
little different ads that pop by, and it says you could date pretty Chinese girls.
Well, that's nice to know, Bill.
My wife might have something
to say about
I'm
glad CJ's at least entertaining himself while we do the show.
Oh, he's surely entertaining.
Pretty Chinese girls.
I think we call him CJ the pretty
Bill's
Chinese
out there
girl.
Now looking for a site to date cuttlefish, so we've lost two out of the four.
Good point.
I am called Humboldt.
There you go. Hey, justascubacowboy.com. Check out his music there.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Bula. That's the greeting you get from the smiling, generous Fijians who welcome you to Fiji. And while Fiji's friendly people, white sand beaches, rainforest, and waterfalls are a huge draw for any traveler, divers in the know consider Fiji the soft coral capital of the world. With direct regular flights from LAX on Air Pacific, it's never been easier to live your Fiji experience. Go to FijiMe.com to book dive packages from backpacker to five-star spa resorts. That's FijiMe.com.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland, whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls. We have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio.
We've got to
get down, get down,
got to
get down.
Get down September 17th. Join us for our next Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise with Explorer Ventures, the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. We do the Save a St. Kitts itinerary. It's going to be quite an event. Dan Orr from Divers Alert Network is going to join us on board for that one. We'll probably shoot a video. We'll do the show live. We'll usually have some nice little giveaways for people on board. Even with all that stuff, you really ought to go because that is probably my favorite itinerary for a liveaboard ever, because you go on land there in Saba, the island of Saba, and just that alone is worth the entire trip. It is such a cool little island, and it's really hard to get to otherwise. So taking the boat over there and then taking a little afternoon walk up the mountain, maybe hang out at the top of the world bar there. It's a lot of fun.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah, it is. It's a cool place to go. September 17th, you can book it. There's still some spots available, and you will not be sorry if you join us for that as well. Now, also, on the website, We have our Scuba Radio monthly giveaway. We're giving away an iRadar. I know you have one of these things, Jimmy.
Yes, I do. Save me lots and lots of money, Greg.
It's already saved you a speeding ticket on the way to the dive site. Is
oh, my
that
God.
It?
Probably about two or three, yeah.
Now, the iRadar is like a radar detector that interfaces with your iPhone. It really is some of the coolest new technology available. And Cobra Electronics makes this thing, and they've been nice enough to give us one to give away. And all you have to do is go to scubaradio.com and register. Put your name, address, phone number, and email, and simple as that. You're registered. In a few weeks, we'll draw a winner at random from one of those entries, and you could be like Jimmy.
But please, we do endorse driving safely.
We do. I mean, but we don't want you to get an unnecessary speeding ticket on the way to the dive site, because we know divers are a little anxious to get wet sometimes.
That's
and
right.
Who could blame them? Who could blame them?
People want to see butterfly shrimp
in their belly.
I don't think that's the kind of shrimp. I don't know. Is there a butterfly shrimp? There might actually be a butterfly shrimp underwater, like a real named shrimp. There's butterfly fish, but you wouldn't eat those like that, I don't think, like a butterfly shrimp.
It was just a joke.
Well, I
ate a butterfly lure once. It was very painful.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, okay.
Surprisingly, butterflies do not taste at all like butter, which I kind of thought they would.
They do taste like flies.
Now that wasn't a joke, right?
That was not a joke of it anyway. That's the voice of experience right there.
Old motorcycle rider.
Just double checking. All right, from a show of hands, who wants to dive and where you want to go? Bill?
I would like to dive where it's warm.
Okay.
I would love to go down to the Keys this summer. That's part of my plan.
You
got to
wait till the summer? Right now, it's starting to warm up just enough where it's... I almost dove the other day, but I ended up... I had a meeting that conflicted, and I had to get back
I bet your side of the Scuba Radio trading cards would go a lot faster in the Keys.
why do you say such stuff?
I just, intuition.
Okay. What do you think? It's my picture, or the fact that I have my wetsuit zipped
I think it's all the rainbow flags. In Key West is really what it is.
Is not that suit is painted.
I'm sorry, are you talking to me?
No.
I was looking at Tony.
Oh, I thought you were looking at me.
Nope.
Look at my photo. He looked like you were.
Negative.
Ghost Rider.
In fact, he has taken two of them and glued them back to back so we can only see Tony.
What a great idea.
It is kind of interesting. Our little trading card idea. For the Chicago Dive Show. Went
you make it sound like
well.
They're little. These are...
they're huge. They're like postcards.
Yeah, these are 4x6.
Yeah, they're right? not...
Tony is almost life size. That's not really entirely true.
Yeah, well then...
If she was an embryo.
For Beneath the Sea, which, by the way, the Scuba Cowboy will be there at the Jersey Show, too. That's at the end of March. We're going to have the second card available at that show, which will be Tiffany. So we're going to have Tony's card and Tiffany's card in
all
Jersey.
Those stacks and stacks and stacks of cards that I saw behind the girls in the pictures on Facebook,
right.
on Scuba Radio, all of those pictures were of Tony?
Yes.
Oh, I thought you had gotten cards for all the girls, and I thought each of the girls had stacks of their own cards behind them.
No, Chicago was the test market, and it went well, but I felt bad. Because they did take more pictures of me than they did of Tony.
There's no way that happened.
And so I thought...
Oh, he's such a liar.
I got to get Tiffany and some of the other girls in on the action. Maybe that'll kind of balance out the scales
there
a little bit.
There's no way that
Somebody
happened.
Somebody check the air in his tank.
All right. So anybody there in Chicago knows...
Greg snarked.
That I was at the entrance here handing these cards out.
You guys, come on, Bill. James, back
then, take it.
You guys
it.
Have seen both sides of these, right?
Do you know what he did?
Yeah.
This is what he did. He held it up with Tony's picture and then turned it over when he handed it to them and said, oh, look at that.
Oh, it's easy for you guys to say.
Sleight of hand.
What
look
do we
at
need?
That.
Do I need to do a Bill the producer card and a CJ the... What, the
humble?
Oh, yes.
I want to be Humboldt.
Oh, a picture of him with a squid on his head.
Actually, you should do a card of me just like Tony's card. I need the perfect lighting.
Wow.
And you should make, I would say, as many as a dozen of those would be required.
A dozen.
You know what I would like?
Yeah.
On my card, it's a picture of me holding Tony's card.
That's, Okay, yes. That's not a bad idea. Maybe we can make that happen.
Petting a cuttlefish.
Two for the price of one.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, we got some big plans in the works, though, in that regard. So these will become collectibles. You know, we did give away quite a few there in Chicago. We'll have another edition with Tiffany and some of the other mermaids.
So you don't have any of those that we can look at right now? Only Tony.
Only Tony. Tony was a test market. We had to get through Chicago, find out how it went.
No.
And like I said, we'll have to get some more girls in on the action because I just felt bad that people took my card more than hers.
Inflate the sausage!
See, Cucumber J.
Oh, boy. All right.
Great, that's awesome!
End of show music starting just in the nick of time. And that'll have to do it for this edition of The Big Show. Till next week, remember, it's always better. Where, CJ?
Down where it's wetter.
Good diving, everybody!
Inflate the sausage!
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.